Black. That's 844-DR-BLACK.
TexasSuperFood.com.
There are banks. Then there's Triad Bank, a refreshingly different banking alternative. Most banks treat you like a number. Because Triad Bank is locally owned and independent, they cater to your unique banking needs. And because Triad Bank is not cookie cutter, every banking service at Triad Bank has your best financial interest in mind. If your bank treats you like a number, head to Triad Bank on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection across from Plaza Frontenac. Triad Bank, your business, your family, your bank. Online at triadbanking.com.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. With their DynaGreen long-lasting, that's zero-phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. DynaGreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com. For your local DynaGreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
Enjoy an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at Sugar Creek Winery in nearby Defiance, Missouri, just off Highway 94. On weekends, you'll find live music out on the terrace. Sugar Creek Winery also offers a selection of cheeses, sausages, and snacks to complement your wine experience. Visit their gift shop for souvenir glasses, wine racks, and other wine accessories. Becky, Ken, and Chris invite you to spend a relaxing afternoon at Sugar Creek Winery in St. Charles County. See their website at sugarcreekwines.com.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700, 636-536-6700, or at boardwalklending.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
America's premier big band musical show is coming to St. Louis's Two Hill Performing Arts Center Wednesday, April 22nd for matinee and evening performances. In the Mood, singers, swing dancers, and a high-energy big band take you back to the days of Dorsey, the Andrew Sisters, and the great Glenn Miller. Get tickets at 314-516-4949 or go online to twohill.org. Singing, dancing, costumes, come on, get in the mood. Wednesday, April 22nd at Two Hill.
Step up to the plate in April for your chance to win up to $1 million cash every Friday at Hollywood Casino St. Louis and every Saturday at Argosy Casino Alton.
I thought it was dollars. Is it dollars?
Dollars.
Is my mic on?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
I thought that was an airport.
Turn the volume up. We've got lots to
no?
share.
It's dollars.
Frank opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
It's us.
There's no fun left on
FM. Air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
a fatty corpuscle.
A fatty corpuscle, yeah.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Tax Day edition. That's right, April. Ooh, you forgot. Well, you have till midnight, I guess. And here's the deal. If you do it tomorrow, I don't know why they always act like, oh, my goodness, you're going to prison. No, it's a day late. You know how much the penalty or interest would be for one day? Not much. So I've never understood that, why everybody thinks it's such a horrible thing if you do it the next day. Eh, don't worry about it. Don't lose any sleep if it's a day late. That's my advice. What do I know? Welcome to the Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I guess it flags it as they somehow look at you as some kind of loser, and maybe you're more apt to get audited if you wait.
Hey!
Well, did you do your taxes, Peon?
Yes.
All right, you don't have to worry. I don't think. Eon the Peon's a control board operator. And he'd like to say hi to a sponsor.
I would. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number or more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, do you take any deductions for travel for the band? You do that?
No, I do not.
Yeah, you know, you actually could.
I know. I could take deductions for equipment and everything else.
Talk, get yourself a better accountant or something. Yeah. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. I may have said that. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
Hi, everybody.
Wow, that was...
Everybody's my sponsor.
Did I say hi to your sponsor? Stop the music. Stop the music. I could have a brain tumor.
Could be.
Small brain on your tumor.
Hey.
I suck at music. Let's try it again. How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody.
There you go. That's more smooth.
You know what threw me off for the rest of the show is Mr. Londoff. He's never been short with us before.
No.
Kind of threw me a little bit. Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
And Rat Boy asked me to help him with his taxes. And I got to tell you, this is not going to fly. He has a deduction here, $7,863 that he took as a deduction for purchase of, I can't read the word. What's this word?
Cheese.
Cheese. No, no, that's not going to fly. Hmm. I don't think so. Now, maybe it will with him. That's his whole life is cheese. Give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Our sponsors, First Community Credit Union, they have 100 reasons for you to move your car loan to First Community. And each of those reasons is a buck. That would be $100. $100, all yours, as a thank you for moving your car loan. Now, don't go in if you're already a member and you already have it and say, oh, I'd like to just move it and change the account number. No, it doesn't work that way. This is for new business, for people who haven't seen the light yet, who don't really quite understand how much more they would enjoy banking at First Community Credit Union. So what you do is you give them one small reason to move even just a little of their business over to First Community, in this case, the car loan. Now you get $100. I guarantee you, if you go to your bank and go, hey, I'll keep my loan here if you'll give me $100, then I got to do that. Then they'll say, see you. Okay. Then you say, okay, see you back. And you go to First Community Credit Union, and here's what I think will happen. You'll end up doing all your banking there. So why don't you just do that anyway? Just move it all over. You'll actually be glad you did. And you'll go, why didn't I do this earlier? Why didn't I realize that banking at a credit union, how did I not know this was so great? I can't look back. Now you do know, or you will, once you join us and become a member like we are. And that's what the customers are called. They're called members because we all belong to the credit union. You don't belong to your bank, but your bank belongs to a few owners. Maybe 5 people, maybe 100 people, but people own the bank. And because they own the bank, at the end of the year, they split the profits. Profits at First Community Credit Union stay in the credit union. It's also the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And it is a great place to bank. You want to know more? Stop in. They have 40 locations. Should be easy to find one. Or go to their website, firstcommunity.com. I'm going to do this for the West County Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association. That's a long name.
It is.
But I have to tell you, you folks who are putting this together, and I've said this before, when you do an event, and I can't promote everything that comes along, I just can't. But the police have had a rough last year or so. And I'm happy to do it, but folks, you have to come up with a way to give people an easy sort of go-to point. In other words, go to this easy-to-remember website, policedonations.com or something, because people are in their cars now, and they can't remember. Now, these folks sent me a website for the life of me. You'll never remember it if I gave it to you. So here's what I'll do. I'll tell you they're going to hold mouse races May 1st to benefit the St. Louis County Police Department 5th and 7th Precincts. And it's at Andres West on Old Highway 141 in Fenton. I don't know what that is. Andres. Is that a...
It's a banquet center.
Okay. It's 10 rounds of mouse racing, unlimited full open bar, buffet, dinner, salad rolls, chicken, marsala, pasta con broccoli, 50-50 drawing, roulette wheel, numerous silent auction items, and door prizes. Tables are 8 people for $200 or 10 for $250. And that's it. That's what I have. Now, I would imagine you could call the St. Louis County Police if you want more information. And I'd love to be able to direct you somewhere easy to remember, but I don't have it because they didn't provide it for me. But I promised them I would do that, and I did.
Mouse races are so much fun. I've
never been to one.
Are they? Because they don't sound like they would be, but I've heard that they are.
Oh, they are. They're a blast. It's like
and they use actual mice?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then what do they put them down? How many are racing? Like 10?
No, it's like in each race.
Like horse races almost?
Yeah, it's like a horse race. You have different races.
So you pick a mouse like you pick a horse?
Yes, yeah.
And they just... How do they make them go? What's the incentive to, okay, on your mark, and said go?
They put them in these little stall things, and then they open the door, and the mice just take off. They just, and
well,
some
on,
of
rep,
them
will... Rep, wait, what? Put down some what?
Yeah, they do. I
cheese.
Think, I think they do put some cheese. I think they do put cheese at the other end.
Well, May 1st, if you're interested, the 5th and the whatever that, I just tossed it to the side. I didn't, precincts of the St. Louis County Police Department. The donations... And I got to thinking about something, folks. This Window World Trivia Night, May 16th, you may be thinking, well, I'm not sure I can make it May 16th. Please donate the $200 anyway. And then if your name is drawn and you can't make it that night, we'll just draw again. We'll get somebody else. And at least you will have helped us by giving us $200 for St. Jude Children's Hospital. The charitable arm of Window World is Window World Cares. But I assure you, every penny of this goes to St. Jude. It's a trivia night. I've only been to one in my life. They're a lot of fun. Londoff will have two tables there. Our show will have a table, and Peon will be there with Angela. I will be there with my wife and two other couples. And that's what this is all about, is making it possible for more people to have a chance to sit with us that night. And for that chance and for an entry into that drawing, all we ask is that you go to francopinion.com. And once you enter the site, it'll be real obvious to click and donate. And then someone from Window World will contact you to confirm your donation. And you can also go to facebook.com/AM and the PM. And Peon has put it right on the, is it called the landing page or the main page there?
Yes.
And please, I only need to be really happy and to beat every other station and every other show. We only need like 40 people. With $200. Maybe I'll be shocked and we'll have 100. I do not want the embarrassment of finding that 7 people did this. We'll certainly be grateful for the $1,400, but we want to win again. We do. So help us. Go to francopinion.com or facebook.com/AMThePM. And again, as always, thank you in advance for helping us win again this year. 60 years ago this month, in fact, it was the 12th, just 2 days ago, 60 years ago, was the official announcement of the polio vaccine. It was created, I think, in 52, but it wasn't until 55 that the world heard about it. And to most of us, polio is something that doesn't exist anymore, but it does in other countries. There are still a couple of hundred, that's not many, but a couple of hundred cases of polio in other parts of the world.
My dad had polio when he was a kid.
Oh, I think a lot of people from our parents' generation, they went to school with kids in braces that had polio.
Yeah.
This was a huge, this vaccine changed everything. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people whose kids, poor kids, had polio and they're on crutches and braces and stuff.
It was a liquid, wasn't it? It was a drop. They put it in a dropper and you had to...
I remember it being on a sugar cube.
Oh, no, I had it. They squirted it in my mouth in a... In a little,
I think they gave it to us in a sugar cube. You remember that other thing you did when you were a kid, where they scratched your arm and made that little round? It was what is that?
The mumps, rubella,
No. It was
It was something else. They scratched a needle in your arm and put a plastic thing over it to protect
it.
It left a permanent little branding stamp. What the heck was that?
Oh, the little round thing?
I think that was smallpox. Smallpox deal.
Yeah, I don't know if I did that. I mean, that may have been already...
That's another thing we don't... Maybe that doesn't exist anymore either, is the smallpox. Got some new videos on the Facebook page, and no, you do not have to have a Facebook page of your own. Anybody can look at our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/AMandThePM. Happy birthday today to KTRS. This station is officially as KTRS. It hit the airwaves with those call letters 19 years ago today.
Yeah.
And many said it wouldn't last 5 years.
Yeah.
We showed them.
Yeah, we did.
Now, we, Peon, did you get to watch Saturday Night Live?
Trying to think. Who hosted this?
Shoot, I can't even remember.
Oh, this man.
Is sad.
Yeah,
this is
very
sad.
I don't know if I did or not.
Well, there was
it's
a skit.
Recorded.
There was a skit about a kid who had taken the witness stand, and he'd had sex with his teacher. And the teacher was played by that hot, dark-haired chick.
Cecily Strong.
And it was everything we've always talked about, because the attorney was trying to question the kid, asking him if he wasn't traumatized by... And they keep cutting over to Cecily Strong, who's looking real fine, by having sex with the teacher. And, of course, his response was, "Are you kidding? I'm the man. I'm high-fiving kids at school." It was the greatest thing that ever happened to him, and it just blows the case of the prosecutor apart. Well, here's a case... And again, ladies, I don't expect you to understand this, but every man will. Evans, Georgia, we have another one of these, you know, moms having sex with a teenage kid. This woman is 35 years old. She hosted a party at her house for her teenage daughter. So you got mom and you got teen daughter. And she not only serves them pot and alcohol.
Oh, my goodness.
She participates in with her daughter. Naked Twister.
Yeah. How old are the kids?
The daughter was 16. Late teenagers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 16.
I saw her picture, too. Oh, my goodness.
She smoking
hot? Yes.
Rachel Lynn Linhart. Linhart is her name. Arrested last Saturday night. And charged, get this, with two counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, not with statutory rape.
Wow.
Because in Georgia, 16 is the age of consent. So the boy she had sex with was 16 years old.
Well, I heard she had sex with an 18-year-old in the bathroom during the course of the night. And then later on when she was in bed, I guess she was passed out, and the daughter's 16-year-old boyfriend came in and had sex with her.
Wow.
Yeah, she had 18. It says at first she thought, she went to bed alone, woke up about 3:30, and she felt, I love this, she felt someone having sex with her. And at first she thought it was the 18-year-old from earlier. Then she realized it was her daughter's boyfriend who's 16. Now it gets better. Wait till you hear this. They're in court, and all this stuff is coming out. Well, she's arrested. They're not in court yet, but they're taking their, you know, their statements, and she's in AA. So she tells her sponsor in AA that she and her daughter had spoken since then, and her daughter felt guilty. And the way this kind of all came about was the 16-year-old who is her daughter's boyfriend is apparently really well endowed. I mean, huge. And the 16-year-old girl couldn't handle it, so mom relieved his tensions.
Mom took it on.
Yeah.
Stand
Move over,
back.
Honey. I'll handle this.
Well, I saw in some, you know, where I saw the article, some people were commenting on the story, and it did kind of make sense that they were kind of calling out the AA sponsor because it's supposed to be anonymous. The stuff that you tell your sponsor, you're supposed to...
Oh, yeah, the whole AA thing is supposed to be anonymous.
She ratted her out.
Yeah, I guess because she was breaking laws that the sponsor felt like she had to go to the police.
Now, I know, folks, I know that in the right, if everything is either right or wrong, of course this is wrong. But for a moment, you're 16 years old, you're huge in that department, and your little 16-year-old girlfriend that comes to you and says, I just can't take all of you, but my mom, and you get a look at the mom, and she's smoking hot, and so mom takes care of business. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if you're 16, this is a fantasy beyond, I mean, you never could have even, you couldn't have even fantasized something.
I love
like
your family.
Yeah. I love your mom, especially. Yeah.
Hey, that thing that scratched, the doctor scratched on your skin, tuberculosis test.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I think this is made up. There's a nationally syndicated column. It's Dear Colleen. It's kind of like Dear Abby. I think this is absolutely made up. Dear Colleen, I had sex with 25 men at a party. Now I'm pregnant. What should I do?
Whoa.
First of all, here's what she says. She says, I know this is really stupid. I went to a party recently. I got very drunk, and I had sex with every guy there. There was porn on TV, and I guess I just decided to copy what they were doing on the porn. Wow. Now I've discovered I'm pregnant, and none of the men wore condoms. This is made up. This has to be made up.
Well,
because first of all, if a woman did this, she's not going to write to Dear Colleen about it. I think this is like the Penthouse Forum stuff. I think a lot of that stuff was made up. The only reason I mention this story, it's a woman in Florida. She and her, I guess her boyfriend or something, got pulled over. And they were pulled over because they didn't have the proper stickers. Then the cop comes up. He smells pot. And so the driver says, yeah, okay. He's got a pot pipe in the center console. He's got some roaches in the tackle box. But there's more. His 27-year-old girlfriend retrieves baggies of pot from her giner.
Oh.
What?
Except for one that she couldn't get out, so they had to call a female cop in, and they retrieved the last baggie from her giner. Now, the reason I mention this, on our trips, we have a traveler, female, who has been known in the past to bring, it's very dangerous in more ways than one, to bring some smokes in that area. And she admitted that to us. So this is not unheard of. It's done. I wouldn't do it. Well, I couldn't. I don't have a giner. So I couldn't do
it. Right. You'd have to put it elsewhere.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm not going to do that. Let me get the ladies. Get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This joke is in very bad taste. I'd like to just say that right up front. Which is why it's so funny. Guy's an avid golfer. We'll just call him Bill. You know, Bill's a good, solid, all-American name. And he's at his country club. He lives for golf. And he only gets to play now because of work and family, his wife and whatever. He gets to play once a week. And he's playing. And he starts the round with an eagle on the first hole and a birdie on the second. Now, if you don't play golf, folks, this is an incredible way to start a round of golf. The third hole, he gets his first ever hole-in-one. This guy's on fire. And after the hole-in-one, his cell phone rings, and it's a doctor notifying him that his wife has been in a horrible accident. She's in critical condition in intensive care. So the guy says, well, I'm, I'll tell you what, I'll be right there. I'm on the golf course. It's about 20 minutes away. Let me wrap things up here, and I'll be right there. Well, as he hangs up, he realizes he's leaving what looks to be maybe the best round of golf he's ever played. So he just thinks, one more hole. He birdies the hole, and he says, okay, one more hole. Well, next thing you know, he's played all 18 holes. He shoots the best round of golf he's ever shot. Not only that, he breaks the course record. He shoots a 63. He cannot even believe this. And then when it's over, now he's scrambling. He jumps in the car, and man, whew, he's gone, off to the hospital. He's feeling kind of bad. His wife's in an accident. He rushes in and runs down. There's the doctor in the hall. He runs up. How's my wife? How's my wife? The doctor looks at him and says, you finished. You finished your round of golf. You played all 18 holes, didn't you? And the guy just looks down. The doctor says, well, I hope you're proud of yourself. Because while you were out there for the last 4 hours enjoying yourself at the country club, your wife has been languishing in the ICU. And I guess it's just as well that you went ahead and finished the round, because it'll probably be the last round of golf you ever get to play. Because for the rest of her life, she's going to need round-the-clock care. And you're going to give it to her. She's going to need IVs. You're going to have to change her colostomy bag every 3 hours. She's going to have to be spoon-fed when she's not being fed with a tube. Oh, and let's not forget about hygiene and bathing. And Bill breaks down sobbing. I am so sorry. The doctor looks at him and goes, hey, man, I'm just messing with you. She's dead. What'd you shoot?
Time to look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Here's what you've got on southbound 141. Things are really stacked up now. Approaching Big Bend, and that goes all the way down through Highway 44. Now on southbound 141 at Highway 30, you had a stalled vehicle and an accident blocking the right lane. And on westbound 30, right at Highway 141, you've got a crash that's blocking lane. I'm headed out that way now. Looking at westbound 44, a little bit slow now between Murdoch Overpass and Elm. Southbound 270 still stacked up from north of Page down through Ladue, from Highway 40 down through Manchester. We're a little bit heavy again from 44 up through Gravois. If you are coming in or trying to leave downtown, westbound 40, that looks a lot better now. You're just slowing right at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, though, that was on eastbound 40. Westbound 40, that's really stacking up now from Boyle out through McCausland. The right lane is jammed pretty solid from Lindbergh all the way up, trying to ramp on to northbound 270 and eastbound 270. You're slowing a McDonnell through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures and banners, to pens, magnets, calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We're live, we're local, and now we're 19 years old.
Hi there, it's Randy Naughton. I remember when KTRS signed on the air in St. Louis 19 years ago. What stood out to me on KTRS was the T and the R, which stands for talk radio. And with KTRS, that's what you get. Some of the best live, local, and late-breaking talk radio in the country. Happy birthday. Day, KTRS.
What's our secret for longevity? We're a locally owned, community-driven radio station with local personalities you grew up with. The Big 550 KTRS.
Happy birthday!
More than just a radio station.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a region's business banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com. Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
FHA 15-year fixed 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Hello, Jay Randolph, suggesting you bring your hunger to Rib City. They're now in a new location just east of 270 in Manchester in the Colonnade Center. Their award-winning baby back ribs are remarkable. The whole menu offers you lots and lots of good food, believe me. Real barbecue, great ribs, and the wonderful desserts. Coconut cream pie is out of this world. Call 314-965-RIBS. Rib City. You won't want to miss it.
The robots are coming. It's the first Robotics Championship, April 23rd to the 25th, at three downtown St. Louis locations. Hundreds of student robot teams ages 6 to 18 from all over the world meet on special playing fields to decide who's got the top bot. There's lots of fun for the whole family. Best of all, it's free. Meet the teams, see amazing science displays, and experience hands-on tech fun. April 23rd to the 25th. Find your way there at firstchampionship.org. That's firstchampionship.org.
Don't watch your landscaping shrivel and die during our long hot summers. Instead, call Legacy Lighting and Irrigation. As a part of their free consultation, Legacy Lighting and Irrigation's experts will be able to ascertain the water retention properties of your landscaping and let you know what a modern home irrigation system can do to keep your landscaping lush. Their custom installations are performed by licensed, bonded employees. Save your landscaping. Call Legacy Lighting and Irrigation at 314-567-4444 or go to LegacyLightingSTL.com.
It's the perfect time of year to seed and to reseed. What you need to know is Dynagreen and DynagreenInfo.com. You can choose from a number of different varieties, the four-way fescue, the Turf Saver Plus with 10% bluegrass, or the HTC Bluegrass just like Busch Stadium. You have lots of different options of grass seed, but only one company, Dynagreen and DynagreenInfo.com. Ask for it by name at your local lawn and garden dealer. Kirkwood Material and Bear Garden Shop are your local Dynagreen dealers.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Or call 888-CABBAGE.
Walgreens is just around the corner with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
I love wine, the fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to find out what the Hollywood crowd is up to. The man who's going to tell us is Mike Evans, and he is brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant, and a mighty fine restaurant, too. And next door to it is the Smokehouse Market. And a mighty fine market it is. You'll just have to check them out to see what I'm talking about. And I know that people make a big deal out of gift cards around the holiday season. Hey! Who's to say that's the only time to give somebody a gift card? Give it to them anytime for anything. It'll be much appreciated. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse are next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And now from Southern California, here is Mike Evans.
Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, I wanted to go a step further. Really, folks, you're listening out there. Go get a gift certificate. Over
and send it to you
and surprise somebody. I actually do that a lot. Not Annie Guns, but I like surprising people with gifts. I just sent somebody some flowers today, a friend.
Oh, you're a beautiful person.
They will appreciate it like you can't believe, and they'll owe you. That's the best part.
Yeah,
it's just for thought.
See, you fooled me. I thought you were going to say, "Hey, here's a suggestion. Get one and send it to me." That's what I thought you'd say.
Oh, well, listen.
But you're not that way. You're not sure.
You know, I'll call and beg for a free dinner when I get to St. Louis.
No, I know that.
Oh, absolutely.
What's going on?
Pop quiz question. One more weekend for Coachella coming up this week. And other than Bieber, I love the shot of Bieber getting put in a chokehold and then being thrown out of Coachella.
Yeah.
But there was actually another celebrity who behaved like a jerk, was a pain in the butt, demanding, complaining, even ordered security to rouse people that upset them. What is it? Madonna. Katy Perry, Rihanna, Clint Eastwood.
Whoa.
Answer in a minute. Love Nugget, friends of Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Say they wouldn't be surprised if she got pregnant before her scheduled wedding this winter. Well, how can she get pregnant before she gets married?
Yeah, that doesn't even make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
They need to read the Bible.
Thank you. Justin Timberlake. He's downright giddy having his first child with Jessica Biel. Hasn't left the house since the baby came home 10 days ago. And Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake may be one of the happiest couples in Hollywood. They are really a very happy couple.
I bet he was even more giddy conceiving the child with her.
Now, see, now you have to go and get nasty on him.
That's not nasty. There's nothing nasty about the bliss and
copulation?
Yeah. It's exciting. It's not nasty.
Well, it's exciting, all right.
Yeah.
For about minute and a half.
Let me see if I can. I'm trying to remember if it's exciting. Yeah, I think it is. I think I remember it now.
All right, Tim. Odds and ends. Bruce Jenner says the best part about becoming a woman is getting to tee off from the ladies' tee box.
Oh, my gosh.
Tobey Maguire doesn't have to work, just buy and sell homes. 15 months ago, he bought a Brentwood home for $8.2 million. Saturday, he sold it for $10.3 million. Made a cool $2.1 million profit in 15 months.
Yeah.
You know, I hate CBS newsman Bob Schieffer retiring.
Yeah, he's
Schieffer,
one of...
I think, is one of the best of the best. You know, it's like all the great newscasters are gone now.
No, he's the old guard.
Bob Schieffer.
It's over.
He's best. Yeah. Date in history, April 15th, 1947, Jackie Robinson, first black man to play professional baseball. Don't forget it's tax day, Franco.
Oh, I haven't forgotten.
I can't. April 15th, 1955, Ray Kroc opened his first McDonald's restaurant. Now, how this story works is there were the McDonald's, a guy named William McDonald, opened the first McDonald's in Chicago, opened three of them. Ray Kroc, his job at the time, he worked for a company selling milkshake machines to restaurants. And he went to this new McDonald's, and he just knew that it was a winner, bought them out, borrowed money from the family and bought them out, and ended up buying building 300 McDonald's.
And what other people do not know about Ray Kroc is those shoes, Rays. I love them. I got about three pairs of Rays.
You ruined the broadcast.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know what? I'm going to throw the rest of the report down away. I want to tell you a story. I knew Ray Kroc.
Stop it.
I did. So I got one of my favorite Ray Kroc shirts. May I, please?
Sure.
I did. Anyway.
Nope.
Okay. When I was traveling with the L.A. Dodgers, we were playing the San Diego Padres in San Diego. Ray Kroc owned the Padres at the time. During the seventh inning of this game, trailing 7-0, the Padres made 4 errors in a row in the infield. That's that inning, the seventh inning. Ray Kroc, we saw him dash out of the owner's box, running through the press box, running into the public announce booth, running inside, grab the microphone and scream, "Excuse me, but this team sucks, and the least I can do is buy everybody a beer, free beer for everybody."
All right.
Yeah.
It was a stampede like you've never seen before. 25,865 people disappeared from the loge and the field boxes underneath to go to the concession stand to get their free beer.
Wow.
It's my favorite Ray Kroc story. Was there, saw it myself.
You won't see that again.
I don't think so.
No. Those days
freaking Dodgers. I hate those Dodgers.
To this day, you still hate them?
I used to love the Dodgers, but Magic Johnson, that jerk, buys the Dodgers and then basically for 80% of Southern California, fires Vin Scully. Makes it so nobody can see him on television unless you go to Time Warner and pay an extravagant amount
of
money.
Yeah, who fires Vin Scully? Yeah.
Well, basically he did because 75% of the population of Southern California, if you have Dish or Cox or...
if you have Cox.
Direct. I got Cox right here for you. If you have any of those, you can't see the Dodgers. So basically you don't see the Dodgers. This is the second year in a row now. Haven't seen a Dodger game.
And finally. There we go.
Try and give you a good report, Franco.
Well, keep trying.
You should see me. I'm almost on crutches now. My Achilles is so bad.
And finally.
Don't make me cry.
And finally.
Don't make me cry.
Who was almost as big a jerk as Bieber at Coachella? Madonna, Rihanna, Katy Perry, Clint Eastwood.
Rihanna.
I'll say Madonna.
I think it's not supposed to be Clint Eastwood, so I'll go Clint Eastwood.
That's for Madonna. Hey, Mac, give me a Hollywood say.
No surprise to anybody that Madonna was demanding.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both in Chesterfield Valley. Well, you know there's a C in Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They're in the auto body business. You probably also know that they're now in Illinois. O'Fallon, Illinois. That makes their 8th location. Here's the other thing you need to know. When you have an accident, you have every right to tell your insurance company, this vehicle is going to go to Schaefer. You may not need to do that because most of the people I hear from, they tell me they contact their insurance company, and the insurance company says, and by the way, hope it's okay with you, we'd like for this vehicle to go to Schaefer. See, they want it to go there too because they want it done right. They're paying for it. Well, most of it, except for your deductible. They are really, really good at what they do. And most good body shops are good, and it kind of ends with the body work. There are some places that do good body work, but where Schaefer kind of knocks everybody else out of the picture is the total service package, making the whole experience not so horrible. Yeah, the vehicle is going to look great, but wait till you see how they kind of walk you through the paperwork and the insurance and the rental car and all that stuff. Getting you where you need to be, getting your car back to you. They're Schaefer, for goodness sakes. Top of the heap. King of the hill. The rest of that song.
Number one.
Yeah, whatever the song says. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 8 locations. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's get a final quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
At that crash, they're working. It's blocking the 2 left turn lanes on westbound 30 at Graboid Bluffs, causing a backup approaching 141. Southbound 170 at Brentwood. Either a stall or a crash has the left lane blocked, and you're jammed back to Olive. And now we just got a report of a crash in South County at Lindbergh and Bueller Road. Southbound 270, still running slow. Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, it's still jamming up from Kings Highway through McCausland, and you're slow coming in from Mason all the way in through Big Bend in pockets. And this traffic report brought to you by Accountemps. Do you have what it takes to head for accounting stardom? Learn more about temporary accounting job opportunities at beabob.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS. Happy birthday.
getting you up to date as you head to work.
McGraw in the Morning.
Some say he's just a legend.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. I've developed, launched, and marketed over 400 products. Applying for a traditional loan is frustrating. There's paperwork, references, tax forms. You wait weeks for an answer, and you may not get the funds. There's a new way to get funding without the hassle. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Here's how it works. Go to Cabbage.com, fill out the online application. It takes minutes to complete, and you'll get a decision with none of the waiting. You could have immediate access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No fees of any kind to set up your line, and you don't pay a cent until you take a loan. It's helpful for a business to have security and flexibility. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's provided funds to over 50,000 businesses and has been named one of Forbes' top 100 companies twice in a row. So check out Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE. The number one online provider of small business loans.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
If you're wondering if your battery is on its way out, stop by Advance Auto Parts and they'll test it for you, free of charge, at Advance Auto Parts.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis,
Ladue,
Glen Carbon,
University City,
Edwardsville,
Manchester,
Wood River,
Grafton,
Collinsville,
Pacific,
and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
So just tie yourself in.
Family of a man killed in a hit-and-run accident with a message for the driver, their emotional plea for justice.
A closer look at the training police officers get in the St. Louis area, the large disparity between departments and what it means for public safety.
A new plan for Crestwood Plaza, what developers have in mind, and where you can see more.
Fox 2 News at 6, coverage you can count on, starts now.
And first at 6, the search is on for the driver responsible for hitting and killing a man in North St. Louis.
The driver ran a stoplight, hit the man, and kept going. Fox News' Kelly Hoskins spoke to the victim's family. She's live at the crash site where a candlelight vigil is planned tonight. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. That's right. Now, the accident did happen here where we are live at the intersection of Goodfellow.